Well, hello, my friend. In my filing system, I have a folder labeled famous letters that I've received through the years, and in the folder is one from Corrie ten Boom. Actually, it's addressed and written to my daughter, Robin, who is now Mrs. Robin Kenny. Well, if you've ever seen the movie The Hiding Place, you may recall this scene. It's set in this concentration camp in Germany. Corrie ten Boom and her sister Betsy are there with like 10,000 other women. The conditions, horrible, degrading, lice-ridden, hungry, and they're cold. And during one Bible study time, a lady begins to mock their worship. She states, if your God is such a good God, why does he allow this kind of suffering? And she tears off the bandages from her hand and displays broken fingers, and she says, I'm first violinist in the symphony orchestra. Did your God do this? Well, there's silence. No one answering. And then Corrie ten Boom steps up and he says, we can't answer that question. All we know is that our God came to this earth and became one of us, and he suffered with us, was crucified, and he died, and that he did it for love. Well, the question is frequently asked, at least it comes to my mind sometimes, why? In fact, you may be asking that question right now, and there's nothing wrong with that question, but I think we should, like, if you're going through a difficult time right now, words for courageous living would be to take it, that question, one step farther. Instead of saying why, just add one more word, like not, like why not. And once we establish that God is in control, you know, we can look at the situation from a different perspective. Now, he doesn't take the pain away, he doesn't take the heartache away, it does not take the pressure away, but it does make it more bearable. In it all and through it all, I have learned, my friend, to trust in Jesus, and I've learned to trust in his love for me. And this is where faith and trust comes in. And I can only add the words of Paul in 2 Corinthians 12:9 to Corrie ten Boom's word. But he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. May I pray for you? Lord, I know that this one has a lot of questions about many things. That's very natural. But I ask in the name of Jesus that they exercise their faith in you and even stretch it like a rubber band. And I want to thank you for your concern and love and presence with this one. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, thanks for calling, my friend. Following the signal, you can speak to me if you like. Goodbye.